second and final hour here on this Monday. We didn't really do a good, the bad, the ugly this week because it was a busy weekend, man. It was more of a Super Bowl frenzy. It was just exciting to get to the game. Didn't live up to the hype, but it's still historic. Still historic. We're going to walk away from that years from now. And listen, Brady's already said he's coming back. He's just going to keep going. I don't think he cares at all if he fizzles. Like, if he hits a wall in the middle of the season, I don't think he cares. I think he just wants to keep playing while he physically can. You know, someone asked me yesterday and said, I wonder if do you think that Peyton Manning looks at that and go, oh, man, I wish I would have stayed in. Manning didn't really have that luxury. He didn't have that. I mean, he hit the wall, and once that happened, he just couldn't. It's just, that's it, man. I mean, father time. Brady, you got to hand it to him, and I'm not saying that Manning didn't take care of himself, but Brady, like, he doesn't do anything, man. Eats all the right stuff, takes care of himself. I mean, he has a spoonful of mint ice cream once a week as a snack. It's absolutely crazy. But it was something special, no doubt about it. Check out our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Will Shaq Barrett go down as the best NFL player from Colorado State? And a couple of texters here saying, well, Joey Porter, yeah. Joey Porter has to be considered. I love Shaq, but there's also Mike Bell. He has a long way to go. He's got to be player of the year, or a Super Bowl MVP, or hit the 100 sack mark. Yeah. And Porter, I mean, when you look at Porter's numbers, you know, they're double what Shaq Barrett's is. So definitely going to have to do some more work there. Man, look at this, Colfax. Most rings, like the teams now, Patriots and Steelers are up there with 6 Super Bowls. Tom now has beaten. He's ahead of everybody. He has 7 Super Bowl rings. And look at the years he did it. 2002, 2003, 2005. So he won 3 out of 4 years. Then he takes a 10-year break, which I think is even more impressive. Well, maybe not as impressive. San Antonio's run was impressive too, but this is kind of like that. They won a few in a chunk, and then they took a long break, and then they won some. So, I mean, again, when you're comparing great teams and dynasties, Brady wins it in 2015, 2017, 2018, 2020. It's nuts when you look at that. There was a 10-year break where he wasn't winning Super Bowls, but then after that 10-year break, he was in it every other year or back-to-back, or he was not just in it, but he was winning them. It's nuts, man. And then you start looking around at the winningest athletes of all time. I mean, football is such a different sport. Like Michael Phelps, 28 Olympic medals, including 23 golds, one of the most decorated Olympian of all time. And again, not taking anything away from that accomplishment, but he's doing several events at the Olympics, giving more shots. Brady's got once a year. And I know, well, Olympics is every 4 years. Sure, yes, but you're getting a lot of those opportunities in one hit. I mean, how many times did he walk away from the Olympics with like 4+ gold medals right there? So, and I'm not taking anything away. I'm just saying football is that sport that it seems like it's a little harder for teams to win multiple titles. Basketball, well, typically you see those greats win a lot. Look at Bill Russell. I mean, if you want to go straight off of championships, Bill Russell is going to be the guy. He won 2 college championships. He did get an Olympic gold medal. And then the big one, 11 NBA championships in 13 years. So, I mean, you have those greats. Talk about golf, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. Baseball, you got Yogi Berra with 10 World Series rings as a player and another 3 as a coach. So, yeah, if you're looking at outside, Brady with his 7 is quite a ways down the list compared to some of these guys. But again, football's different. You know, golf, how many times do you have a chance to win to win majors? A couple times a year, right? You have those opportunities. So, and again, football's the ultimate team sport, too. So both adding and taking away from greatness. Tiger Woods, it's 100% on you. You know, if Brady throws a pass and it's dropped, that could be that guy's fault. It could be whatever. But with Tiger, it's 100%, which is a good thing and a bad thing. First Advantage, text line 970-478-1301. 478-1301. And our Power to Play Sports poll question, again, Shaq Barrett related. Thought we'd go there. Thought we'd go local. Can't leave Jordan out either. See, Jordan is the one we usually go to and say, well, he's the greatest of all time. Perhaps the greatest sports figure of all time. 6 championships in 8 years. He did win 2 gold medals. He did win an NCAA championship with the Tar Heels. So he's right up there. So it's not always about the number of titles. You do have to take the sport there. Serena Williams, she won 23 major singles titles. Most of any man or woman in the open era. Again, it's all kind of subjective. And it depends on, you know, what sport you value the most as far as how difficult is it to win a championship. Because no one's going to disagree. Tom's at his best. But he also has 10 other guys that he has to rely on. And there's also another 11 guys on the other side of the ball that he has to rely on. Has to rely on a front office to make the right moves. Michael Phelps kind of gets to rely on himself and the people he surrounds himself with, sure. But it's just a different game. Will Patrick Mahomes be in that list? 2 Super Bowl appearances in 4 years? Yes, this is 4th year we determined that. See, that's nuts to me. I do think the sky's the limit, although you walked away from that game and you said, well, Mahomes is human. That was his worst game we've seen. Was it the injury, the offensive line? Was he off a little bit? He was a little off, but even some of the great moves he was making, great throws he was making, he was, you know, he was getting the ball close in the vicinity. And just guys weren't, Travis Kelce said it, anything that could go wrong did go wrong in this game. And that's what it felt like for the Chiefs. Tampa Bay just kept going, getting a little bit better as the game rolled on. As the game, literally, as it progressed, they looked better. And I do go back to that Antonio Brown catch. You know, Tampa Bay comes out 3 and out. Kansas City comes out, I think it's a short, I don't think it was a 3 and out, but Tampa Bay holds them. And then Tampa Bay again, and I think they ended up punting. And then Kansas City gets it. They go down and get a field goal. Then it's the Buccaneers. They answer. And it was, I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought it was that Antonio Brown comeback catch that kind of sparked it. And then you started to see Tom complete some passes downfield. Beautiful, beautiful play to Rob Gronkowski to get this thing rolling. And it really felt like from that point, Tampa Bay never looked back, and they did get stopped on the one by Kansas City, and you thought, well, the Chiefs just saved the game because they would have gone down big time, but the Bucs were able to get the stop and, again, take control. Scored 14 in the second, 10 in the third. Couldn't really run the ball that well. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, I know he had missed some time late in the season. But he had 9 carries for 64 yards. Mahomes had 33 yards just in a scrambling effort. But, you know, to hold Kansas City to 107, all right, you're taking away the other stat there. We know that ultimately they're going to put up some big yards. But this year, the running game proved that, all right, you guys can win even when Patrick Mahomes isn't playing at his best. Tampa Bay shut that down. And then on the other side for the Bucs, they got just enough from Leonard Fournette. It wasn't one of his best games, but a 90-yard day with a touchdown and a whole lot of yards after carry, man. Very hard to bring down. Gronk was, you know, I was wondering if Gronk was going to get the MVP at one point. If he would have had a third touchdown, would he have got the MVP? That's what I was thinking. I was like, because at the end, it's still the quarterback throwing it to the receiver. And that first touchdown to Gronk, that's just amazing play design. All he had to do was right there. The second touchdown was a little tougher. It was in the back of the end zone. Had to get his feet down. It was a little more difficult. So I was wondering, man, if he gets one more, is he going to be the MVP? Kovacs, like I said, it wasn't crazy about the commercials. But This one I saw on social media. I don't even know if it aired during the Super Bowl. But this is a good one with Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Was it T-Mobile or something? It's a cell phone one. Here it is.
Gronk.
What up, TB?
What do you think my next move should be? Give it to me straight. Maybe it's just time I hang him up.
I got one word for you. Retirement. If you retire now, you're going to be walking on soft sand in a week.
Just come to Florida
and feel the wind in your hair. Retirement is like winning another one. Maybe I'll even join you.
On the Spotty Network, this is what Tom heard.
If you retire now, you're soft and weak.
Just come to Florida and win another one.
Maybe I'll even join you.
Just go win another one.
Like it's that easy, Gronk. Maybe it is.
I still feel like I have a lot to accomplish.
My goal is to win one more. And Gronk's coming with me.
I'm retired from retiring?
Mom, where are my football pants?
All right, come on. What did you think? Did you like
that?
That
was pretty good.
That was good.
That's good.
The ending was the best. Where are my football pants? Because Gronk, like, struck me as a dude that was pretty damn happy in retirement. You know, he was banged up his whole career, pretty much, but he's going to go down as one of the top tight ends. He was done. He was kind of done with the Patriot way and all that. Well, he's retired, happy. Brady goes to Tampa Bay. And I mean, it's a cool story. It's a fun story. I like it. You don't often see it work out quite like that. And boy, did it. I mean, it was just another chapter in this story for Brady. And that, yeah, listen, the defense was amazing. But look, are these guys, and I know Shaq Barrett's in kind of a historic conversation today on our poll question. These guys are all great. Devin White's a top-tier linebacker. Lavonte David's really great. But where are they going to go when it, you know, as far as history goes? So unfortunately, 10 years later, you're going to go, that was that Tom Brady team. You know, they have a pretty good defense. But and if again, if Brady had approached this game like Manning, not approached, but played like Manning did in Super Bowl 50, then yeah, maybe we're walking away going, man, that defense was phenomenal. But, you know, ultimately is they found a way to get the job done. Both sides, 31-9. All right, I will give closing thoughts on this game. We're going to be talking a little bit about it throughout the week, too. But I want to look at the Mountain West Conference when we come back. Your Colorado State Rams have a hell of an opportunity with their remaining, what, 6 or 7 games. The Bears are on that schedule, on that list. But if you haven't seen it, Coach Steve Smiley did come down, and it's public news, did come down with COVID-19, and so it's kind of running rampant. Well, I don't know if running rampant's the right word, but you do have some situations going on with the Bears where they've had to shut down the program for the time being. So I don't know what that looks like this far into the season. 18 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to the Hall Show powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Auto Taylor in Greeley is where I take my vehicle. It's where I take my wife's vehicle. Whether your engine's making a clunking noise or a squealing sound, or you just need to get it in for a routine checkup, oil change, their master technicians are there to assist any troubleshooting vehicle problems that you might have and explain what's going on in easy to understand terms. That's Auto Taylor in Greeley. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. All right, the Mountain West Conference is getting really, really interesting. Check it out. Colorado State is now just a half game behind Utah State. The Aggies are 11-2. The Rams are 11-3 in the conference. Boise State has lost 3 of the last 4. Our boy, Kevin Lytle, over there at the Fort Collins, Colorado, and said, I think he said it on NoCo Now. Earlier, you know, that airs 9 to 11 o'clock. He said, I don't know if I'm that sold on Boise State. And I thought that was ridiculous because They only at that time, they'd only lost to one team, and that was, you know, Houston's been flirting with that top 10, top 5 spot throughout the season. But they've dropped 3 of the last 4 as their tough part of the schedule kind of starts to heat up for them. And yeah, Houston's what? Top 8. All right, so they're in the top 8. They lose to Nevada, and of course they split with CSU. But they lost to Nevada. First game was tight, and 74-72 was pretty exciting. Then they lose 73-72 the next night out. So now they have UNLV. They should be able to handle that, but I would have said the same thing for Nevada. And then after that, it's Utah State, 2 games, and then San Diego State. So you might be at a point where, all right, now you can run the table here if you're Colorado State. Because you got to think, with Utah State's schedule, like I said, they still have a tough go ahead of them. And like the Boise State game, I mean, get ready. That's going to be. So Utah State plays Wyoming starting on Wednesday. And, I mean, CSU, yeah, swept them. Huge, I know, for the rivalry. But more, I'm looking at, I'm not even caring. I mean, the rivalry's great, but I'm looking at winning a regular season title in the Mountain West Conference. CSU needed that split. And now they still have to take care of their tasks. I mean, they have the University of New Mexico. They have UNC on the schedule in 8 days. Well, it won't count toward the conference. Then you're at Nevada and home against Air Force. I still think that Nevada, Jesse Kurtz of the Mountain West Network conference talked to us about that series and said, hey, be careful there. That could be an interesting one. So you got to take care of business tomorrow night against University of New Mexico. I mean, right now on paper, you don't necessarily control your own destiny, but a half game out, is it reasonable that Utah State's going to lose one? I think so. I mean, they might split with Wyoming. I could totally see Wyoming. It's home, so it's not obviously not in Wyoming, but their Boise State series on the road. So you're rooting for the Broncos at that point. As long as CSU doesn't, I mean, could they win all of them? Maybe. You got 6 conference games left. Even if they lose one, you still think, all right, Utah State has Wyoming twice, Boise State twice, and Nevada twice. I think it's reasonable to say they're going to lose 2 or 3. I think that's really reasonable. You're probably going to lose one to Boise State. And you might lose one. You might split with either Wyoming or Nevada. You might split with both. So that becomes pretty interesting. But first things first, tomorrow night, it's a late game against the University of New Mexico. Got to find a way to do it. Loved that series, though, against Wyoming. Didn't get to watch it live. We had the Madden tournament on Saturday, Cole. I made it to the championship, by the way.
Didn't take it home, though.
Didn't take it home. Our boy Malik beat me pretty easily.
Oh, really?
In the championship. Yeah, I made some stupid plays, but it was a blast. Everybody showed up that registered, so it was cool. It was kind of cold. Some of you guys played on the outskirts, on the outside of the trailer. It was nice and toasty on the inside, though. It was cool. We parked it out across from the tavern at St. Michael Square. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, Malik won a PlayStation 5. Just like that.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Thanks to Greeley Bears, Pop Warner, and of course, NoCo Mobile Gaming. That was a good time. Colorado State beat Wyoming last game out, 68-59. And again, you're just seeing guys step up. Roddy had 15 points, 11 boards, you know, just solid game for Roddy. Isaiah Stevens, 14-4 boards. But you're getting another guy now really contributing on any given night. And Deshaun Thomas had 8, but John Tanjay had 10. So the depth for this team, Kendall Moore with 9. You know, you're starting to see more and more guys adding that depth for Colorado State, and that bodes well the further we get into this thing. I saw one mock placement of March Madness, and I don't remember what. Kevin Lytle tweeted this out. Wouldn't this be something? Any minute now. That the chances actually of Colorado State playing CU in the first round of the tournament. Jerry Palm just fueling the fantasies of basketball fans in the state of Colorado with this bracket projection. First round, Colorado State, 8 seed, Colorado 9. Wouldn't that be amazing? Be so much fun. So I retweeted that. You can go check it out. Maybe they'll meet up at some point to finally get that basketball Rocky Mountain showdown that we were wanting so badly. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. Pillow Fight Dan, that is interesting. From All Sports News, Russell Wilson, first year as a starter, lost in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes, first year as a starter, lost in the playoffs. Russell Wilson, second year as a starter, won the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, second year as a starter, won in the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson, third year as a starter, lost to Brady in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, third year as a starter. Uh-oh. Same thing. And, you know, Wilson hasn't got one since. It's hard to say, well, I don't see that for Mahomes. But Russell Wilson is right there. At the mid-season point, we were saying Russell's probably the MVP. I still said Mahomes, but that's changed. But Mahomes was having the bigger numbers. Injury kind of messed it up for him. But Russell Wilson's right there. It just goes to show you how hard it is to win a title. Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, to me, like, seriously, on paper, Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes should be the best quarterbacks in the league. Over Tom Brady. And they are. Mahomes is better than Tom Brady today. But Brady still finds a way to get the job done. And Mahomes really was, you know, just didn't have a lot of help with that one. He wasn't great. He wasn't playing like we've seen him. But that offensive line was rough. But it just goes to show you how difficult it is to win a Super Bowl. That's why when you're looking through this championship list of all these greats and where Tom Brady stacks up, winning a Super Bowl is so difficult. You know, for a team to do it on a regular basis. And you look at it, the Steelers have 6, the Patriots have 6, 49ers have 5, the Cowboys have 5. It's hard to do that. Not a lot of teams have multiple Super Bowl titles. You know, you keep going down that list. Green Bay's with 4. The Giants have 4. Broncos have 3. A few teams have 2, but it's not a lot. Like, it's not spread around that much. So it's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing, especially for one player. I mean, you look at the Steelers, 6 Super Bowls spread out, you know, with the great era, with the Steel Curtain defense, and then you had 2 of them with Big Ben. So kind of very much spread out. The Patriots, because of Tom Brady, they won theirs all in a chunk, all within 20 years. All with Tom Brady as the quarterback, and of course, Bill Belichick. So, you know, even the Packers. Theirs was spread out from the early days to the Favre one, then the Rodgers one. Same with the Giants, 2 with Eli Manning. 32 minutes after the hour, it's a tough thing to do. And that's why even with Brady with 7, you compare him to all these other great sports figures and athletes with a lot of gold medals and championships. It is so hard to win multiple Super Bowls that even with 7, even with a guy like Michael Phelps with the 23 gold medals, it puts him right up there with one of the greatest champions of all time. Maybe he is the greatest. 33 minutes after, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte, they're a Top Text Tuesday sponsor. We got the Broncos gift package that we are still looking to give away, but you guys are fighting for it, man. Nobody's pulling away in this contest. It's taking a while, so we'll see who brings it tomorrow. I think Will County Swami has one, Eastside Chris has one, Pillow Fight Dan has one, Dixon has one, Ken Bone has one. So everybody with one on that side, at least some of these Hall of Famers. So maybe somebody new comes into the mix tomorrow and can knock one of these guys out a bit. 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And will Shaq Barrett go down as one of the greatest Colorado State Rams to play in the NFL? You know, his numbers in his career, 41.5 sacks, 199 solo tackles, two Super Bowl victories, though. Starter with the Bucs, and, well, starter throughout the whole season, I should say, because Shaq got a lot of that time when, you know, when he won his, and there were some injuries and that and whatnot there, but not like his role with Tampa Bay. But you look at the other side with Porter, a guy who I think leads the clubhouse as far as greats, at least one of the greats from Colorado State. And he has 98 sacks, or had 98 sacks, did win a Super Bowl, 516 solo tackles. So, yeah, Shaq has some work to do, but who knows? I mean, here we were talking about what it would be like if Von Miller gets 100 sacks. Now Shaq's got a long way to go. He's got to pretty much double. He's got to do this again. So I don't know how much further he can go. It's going to be really tough to dethrone Joey Porter. That's going to be difficult. So I'm probably going to say no. I don't see the numbers there, but I thought it'd be a fun poll question. And apparently it's pretty tight. I mean, when you go to our website, theholeshow.com, it's right down the middle. I'm kind of floating back and forth between 50, a little over 50% saying yes, a little over 50% saying no. Nuggets get back at it tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. And I've been asked this if I'm worried. I'm still going to remain kind of with my first statement about the situation. They're only four games behind the Lakers. The ESPN came out with their NBA rankings, and Denver moved from 5 to 8, so they're still in the top 10. So clearly they're looking at this team saying, all right, I don't know. I still think this team's going to be pretty damn good. As far as panic time, you know, I didn't like the Lakers game, and the Kings game was kind of felt like a hangover type game. Like there was a lot of buildup for the Lakers, and then you got your butts handed to you in the second half, and you just weren't ready to play against the Kings. But I'm going to say, listen, they were just on a winning streak last week. And then they lose to San Antonio at the end of that road trip, which was a brutal road trip. But they won four or five games. They went 5-1 in that road trip. And then the Detroit game got postponed. Then they play the Lakers without Gary Harris. Then they play Sacramento without Gary Harris and Jamal Murray. So, no, I am not hitting any kind of a panic button. Now, Murray is listed as day-to-day. Gary Harris is probably going to be out for a while, or at least a few weeks. I'm just going to say it again. You have to have either Porter or Murray be the second star. And I'm almost done talking about Murray's inconsistencies, because I just think that that's who he is. Until he proves otherwise. He's just right now, Murray is just another player on this team. He is not superstar status. He's not an all-star. So I don't care. I mean, he's going to have 20, he's going to have 10, whatever. He's just going to be that kind of guy. Not much different than Will Barton. And there's disappointment you hear in my voice, because I'm the one who stood up as soon as this guy made it into the league and I said, watch out for Jamal Murray. He's going to be a superstar. He's going to be one of the best guards to do it. And, I was wrong about that one. I was right about everything else, but wrong about that one, apparently. No, it has to be MPJ. You know, I had a bunch of texts over the weekend. I'm in a Nuggets group about Porter just doesn't look like he has it. He walks around too much. He stands around. Part of the game plan, people, is Malone wants Porter to stick around that three-point line. That's where his damage is going to be done first and foremost. I think that Porter offensively is going to turn into more of a driver as we go here, but he's always going to be a shooter first. And especially young in his career, Malone wants him hovering around that three-point line. That's what he wants. Spacing, sure, watch your spacing, but he wants him to do that. But I'm telling you, to me, the pressure is more on him, and he's young. And that's what's tough is with Jeremy Grant, which he was kind of an unproven commodity before his time with Denver. He was good with the Thunder, but you know his time with Denver started to rise to a top type player, especially defense. So you lose him, and Jamichael Green is good. I think that's going to keep getting better, but it's still not quite replacing what you got from Jeremy Grant. So, and with Millsap being where he is, and we knew the risk going in, what this was going to be, he's going to have some good moments, he's going to have some decent defensive games, but for the most part, he's not winning you a lot of basketball games. But you got to have somebody else. And I mean, who else is there? You can't all be Joker. You're going to waste an MVP-type season is what you're going to do if you're not careful. But who's it going to be? It's not going to be Will Barton. It's not going to be Green. He's going to be a nice, I hate to even say role player, but that's where we are. Morris started in that game against the Kings and had 11 points. I like Monte Morris. I don't know if he's the kind of guy that's going to consistently, I think that's where his role is. And again, I don't put near as much pressure on Monte Morris as I do Jamal Murray because, well, Murray's paid like a top player in the NBA. Morris is not. Got paid, though. Good contract. It has to. I mean, right now you're looking at it, man. I mean, the time is now. Because you just don't have. Plumlee wasn't a star, wasn't a good offensive player, but he was kind of glue for the defensive side. He was kind of a glue. And Malone would always say it during the regular season, man, if I had about 8 more Plumlees, we'd be rocking. And even though, you know, you didn't love his offense, he was sound on the defensive side of the basketball. So at some point, somebody's going to have to be there. Pillow Fight Dan. You guys are going back to the Super Bowl. We'll go there. Wild to consider that the Bucks have one less title than the Broncos with the lowest win percentage in NFL history. And again, that shows you how I guess, is it fair to say random of winning a title sometimes? I mean, Bucks can be bad for several years, and then suddenly they piece the defense together. Oh, and then we just add a quarterback, and then boom, we're there. Eastside Chris, thinking about Rashard Higgins, somewhat Michael Gallup, do they have a shot? You know, you're talking about, the cool thing is for Colorado State, which we're still on those McElwain / Bobo guys. But Higgins won't be. I like Higgins, and he started to get a little more fame, a little more notoriety this year, had a good year. Michael Gallup, I still think, has the tools to be a star receiver. It's just a weird year for Dallas. I guess you could say, I would throw Michael Gallup in there. I would throw him in a chance to get there. Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see Warren Jackson in the NFL. Wonder what he'll end up doing. But as far as like current guys that are playing the NFL, yeah, it's Shaq Barrett. But do they have a shot? Sure. I mean, Rashard Higgins could come on. It could go nuts next year, and the Browns could compete with the Chiefs. Who knows? If Higgins helps with that, that's where we are. It's weird, but other than the Bills, the Ravens, Browns are right there as far as a team that might be able to contend in the AFC, which is just nuts. I tell you, next year will be interesting for me with Cleveland to see if they can follow that year up. I mean, listen, nothing to say. I'm kind of a believer in Cleveland. I mean, not like a big-time believer, but they definitely changed my mind throughout the season. 48 minutes after the hour. Well, check it out. Go to thewholeshow.com. Shaq Barrett have a chance to be the greatest, or will he be the greatest CSU player to play in the NFL? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the other side with closing thoughts. What's on the tube tonight? It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy.
Prep Soups is back. Now you can watch and listen. Go to 1310kfka.com for details. Preps Radio is on. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Well, adding more fuel to that fire for Shaq Barrett. According to Pro Football Focus, Shaq Barrett tallied the second most quarterback pressures in a Super Bowl since 2008. Last night with 11. 11 quarterback pressures. This is also the new age we're in, too. Pro Football Focus. I mean, these stats, they're coming out. You know, because we do see quarterback pressures. We see that. But we've gotten better at that process, is determining what is a pressure. You know, what's sending a guy rolling out, moving around, scrambling. But that certainly helps. I don't think Shaq's going to get there, but he's going to go down as a great, great player. I mean, he's going to have some monster years to do what Joey Porter did. I know the emotions are high right now, but he's going to have some monster years. What's on tonight? Oregon State and the Colorado Buffaloes going at it. Buffs are sitting at 14-5, and Oregon State sitting at 10-7. Yeah, should win this one. The Buffs are going to be in that weird spot. Now, they had their program go through a little bit of the COVID stuff, what, over a week ago. That last year they hit this brick wall, and they couldn't get past it. They lost their last five or six games of the season. So I'm very interested to see how they finish this one. Also tonight on NBA TV, or I guess Altitude, Denver playing host to the Milwaukee Bucks at 7:30 tonight. So that's what's on the tube. You got the Buffs in action, and you got the Nuggets in action. Closing thoughts. What we witnessed yesterday from Tom Brady, from this defense, from Gronk, from Bruce Arians, from Todd Bowles, I mean, a lot of great stars in this game. That's why I said, well, how can you not like this matchup? The amount of greatness in this matchup is absurd. It's absolutely nuts. And one half delivered. Kansas City, how bad was this for them? I think it was an awful game by them. Their offensive line was bad. It's just an awful game. I can't walk away saying, well, yeah, that's Kansas City. Now they got to reevaluate. If they can do it, they're probably going to bring back most of what they have and just load it up again. I mean, who knows who I'll pick next year? We'll get to August, and I'll figure that out. But Kansas City, man, Patrick Mahomes is a hell of a competitor. I see a lot more Super Bowls for him. I don't know if he's getting to 7. I see a few more at least. We'll be back at it on a Top Tech Tuesday. Bring the noise, Hulligans. Good night, Northern Colorado.